Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And welcome, everyone. Good morning, and thanks for joining us here today at Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Glad to have you aboard. Glad that you're tuning in and that you are now learning a lot more and you're experiencing a lot more because you're learning and you're taking the tools we offer and using them in your life. And this is a good thing.
Yeah, this is a great time of experimentation and leaning forward. And hey, we love bringing deals to you from the sponsors that we know are leaning forward. One of them is Plus CBD Oil. That's Plus, P-L-U-S, CBDOil.com. Hey, they have given us a 20% off deal, which is good for the rest of the year. So if you go to PlusCBDOil.com on any of their products, and when you get to the checkout, put in TALK in capital letters, T-A-L-K. You'll get 20% off. And of course, check their site for, because they drop in specials from time to time. We've been doing a lot of experimentation with this hemp-based CBD oil, highly scientifically backed, and we're loving it. So check it out for yourself and take advantage of these discounts while they're there.
Also want to remind you to check out littlemagicmachine.com. That is the Avison machine. We love our machine. It is working wonders for us in so many different areas. If you're interested in knowing more about it, go to the site, learn about it. You can actually call us directly too, and we'll share some information with you. You can call us at 360-385-1909, and we're going to be happy to share our experiences. They have a lot of specials running throughout the year, so stay in tune with that. Also, they have a new machine.
Yeah, it's called the H2 machine, and it's all about hydrogen water. And this is kind of one of the newest things. We just got one, and we've been experimenting with it, but we've been watching the science on hydrogen water for some time. Has a lot of incredible qualities that we like. We'll be talking about them on some shows coming up, but also, yeah, the science is just pouring in on it, and so far, we're pretty impressed, and it really makes that water easier to drink.
And you can learn all about that and the Avison by going to littlemagicmachine.com, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to an encore presentation of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, so you've often heard us talk about reclaiming our power so that we can take action to help transform this world. But are we actually coming from who we really are? Or are we reacting from learned behaviors? Well, we'll talk to Dr. David Rico, author of Triggers, How We Can Stop Reacting and Start Healing. You might be surprised to discover you are being bullied by your own unfinished business. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we're making a difference again here today because we bring to you the very best people that we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others, people that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together one listener at a time. That listener, it's you.
Well, our special guest today is Dr. David Rico. He is a psychotherapist, a teacher, writer, and workshop leader whose work emphasizes the benefits of mindfulness and loving kindness in our personal growth and emotional well-being. Now, he's the author of numerous books, including How to Be an Adult in Relationships and The Five Things We Cannot Change. His website is davidrico.com. It's Dave, D-A-V-E, Rico, R-I-C-H-O.com. But we read his recent book, which is Triggers, How We Can Stop Reacting and Start Healing. Dr. Rico, welcome to Conscious Talk.
Well, thanks very much for inviting me.
Well, first of all, this book needs to go to every congressperson in our Congress, including our administration. I have to say that for sure. And then, of course, every parent on the planet as well. But this is really a very good book, Dr. Rico, and it really does explain how we react in certain situations in our life. So to clarify for our listening audience, what do you define as a trigger?
A trigger is anything that happens that leads to an immediate reaction, and it could be a fear reaction, an angry reaction, a shame reaction, a sadness reaction, but some kind of stimulus has brought up an immediate reaction. Usually we don't have a choice about it. Mm-hmm. It just happens. And if we look at it carefully, we might notice that it's happened more than once.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, just to be clear, these triggers can be real or imagined, right? I mean, because our neurology will react either way.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, you react to what you perceive as some kind of, shall we say, threat or something that activates a certain impulsive reaction in you. And as I say, you know, just don't have control over it. It's just,
right.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that's all I was going to say.
Okay. Would it be too simple an analogy to say that fear really is the root of all of it, even sadness, those type of things that whatever we fear, a fear an outcome, or we fear the feeling of having that feeling, but there's a fear that sits kind of at the bottom of all of it?
Yes, especially the fear that we won't be able to handle what has come up or what has come at us.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have many examples in the book, but can you give us an example of a trigger situation, a clear one?
The simplest one is a startle reaction to a sudden loud noise.
Mm.
So that would be an example of a trigger. And as Brenda said, you can tell that in that there's some kind of fear.
Mm-hmm.
Something
mm-hmm.
terrible is suddenly happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I am startled. And startled is a kind of euphemistic way of saying fear.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Or another example, like in a relationship, is that a partner suddenly criticizes you that you believe unfairly, and you suddenly go into a rage. That would be an example of a trigger in a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And could it even be an indignation that you feel that you react on is slight as that, instead of going into a rage? Could it be anger or an indignation or even sadness?
When the indignation part of it kicks in, that's a clue that you're coming from a wounded ego place.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it's more than just the fact that you were criticized. Mm-hmm. Somebody has kind of bruised your ego, mm-hmm. part of you that thinks you're above all that.
Yeah. This is a perfect, this connects a lot of dots, I'm sure, for our listeners. when we talk about this, often the mirroring effect in relationships, and we've said, well, you know, if you're going off on your partner, say, for some reason, best to look at your own interior landscape, because you're probably going off because of something that exists within you. So that is a trigger, right?
Yes, and that's why I believe that triggers are actually tools that help us psychologically, because you can trace the trigger reaction back to something that happened to you either in childhood or in some traumatic way in the course of your life. And a trigger forces you to re-experience the trigger when you weren't even ready to. Mm-hmm. And that explains why our reaction is so much bigger than the original trigger. Mm-hmm. We overreact because we're being reminded and re-traumatized. So, for instance, when the partner criticizes us, it might have been that one of our parents criticized us in the same way, and that led to some kind of punishment. Mm-hmm. So when somebody criticizes us now, it throws us back to the time when we were powerless, when we were just children, and we were scared to death by the possibilities of punishment. And so all that comes up again, and it's coming up so that we can move therapeutically into that original unfinished business. Mm-hmm. So that's why the subtitle is How We Can Stop Reacting and Start Healing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds like we're hardwired for these responses.
But it also sounds like they are real opportunities for us to heal.
Whole idea. Yeah, there are opportunities to know yourself better.
Yes.
Because if you're triggered by something, and everybody, of course, is going to be triggered by different things, like one person, you can criticize them all you want, it's just water off a duck's back. Mm-hmm. Whereas another person can suddenly feel shame, and another person suddenly feels rage, another one feels fear, and so forth. The fact that you did react so strongly shows that there's still some unfinished business, and here it is, ready to be looked at.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's actually the cool side of perception as reality, because it allows you to actually change your perception and then change that reaction. And that really is something that comes up over and over and over in people's lives. We get it, you know, that a big percentage of our time we're spending reacting.
So, Dr. Rico, you list in your book, you write about triggers target one or more specific areas inside us. You mentioned the ego. I'm just going to give you a quick example, something that happened yesterday. And when we come back from this break, you can explain which trigger this was and maybe why this person has such a large reaction. She was sharing with me that she was watching the State of the Union, and she was just enraged at Nancy Pelosi's behavior. And, I mean, enraged and said she was, said some names about her, etc., but she was right in it and very, very angry. And she said she should be ashamed, etc. And so this was happening, and I was just quietly listening to her go off on this. So when we come back, maybe you could explain to our listening audience what type of trigger was triggered with her and what we could do about it. You're listening to Conscious Talk. We're here with Dr. David Rico. The book is Triggers. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wished there was a drug-free solution to inflammation and pain that was safe, easy, and didn't involve a doctor? Well, now there is. It's called the Little Magic Machine by some. Others have described it as the ultimate anti-aging machine. This amazing FDA Class 2 cleared device is changing lives by giving relief from pain and inflammation in the comfort of their home. After inserting one's hand into a patented glove,
Users place their hand inside a vacuum chamber where a special microprocessor manages the application of negative pressure and heat to safely infuse heat into the circulatory system, reducing blood thickness and increasing microvascular circulation. Why is microvascular circulation important? Well, this is where the body heals, gets its nutrients, and pain and inflammation are reduced at the core level. To find out more, go to littlemagicmachine.com or the events section at conscioustalk.net for events where the Little Magic Machine is demonstrated.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
If you're on a journey from head to heart, then you're listening to Conscious Talk.
We all know that probiotics are good for digestive health, but your skin too? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products, especially harsh soaps, can disrupt the balance of the good bacteria on your skin. But there's a progressive new approach to skincare that allows you to create a healthier environment on your skin. Probiotic skincare. Dr. Ohira applied ancient Japanese fermentation skills to merge his famous pre, pro, and postbiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line. The Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, beautifully clarifies and rebalances even sensitive skin without drying. The Magoroku Lotion and the Hadayubi Moisturizer combine Dr. Ohira's award-winning probiotic complex with 14 wild plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to help restore your natural glow. As a health and beauty expert, I recommend the daily use of Dr. Ohira's skincare products, available at Sprouts and other fine health stores.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
Bored with the other stations hammering away on the same old talking points? Try Alternative Talk 1150 and get some variety.
You're listening to an encore presentation of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
And welcome back. Yes, you are listening to Conscious Talk. And hey, welcome back if you've been with us. And if you haven't and you've just joined us, we're here with Dr. David Rico. We're talking about his book, Triggers, How We Can Stop Reacting and Start Healing. We see so many examples in our own lives and certainly in our culture of how we get triggered. And Brenda, you had asked a question right before the break.
I did, Dr. Rico. I was with a friend yesterday, and this subject came up out of the blue, and it was as if she was right there that night watching it, and she was very enraged over Nancy Pelosi's behavior. And I quietly listened because I wanted to take in really what she was saying and try to help her with it. And I did some things, and she was like, oh, but I want to hear what you would say to someone reacting like that. What type of trigger event was it, and how would you help that person?
So you're referring to the State of the Union address at the end. Nancy Pelosi ripped up the pages of the talk as a symbolic way to show her protest of what was said.
Right.
Okay. So, first of all, we have the option of how dare a woman have that much power to question male authority. And I just can't allow myself to believe that such a thing is legitimate. And so it has triggered my anger toward her. I can turn against her. I join society's priority given to male authority, and women are supposed to go along with it, not question it or protest against it. So that's an option of understanding that particular trigger. Obviously, I don't know the person who said this, so I can't say anything about her motivation, but generally, hypothetically, if this were just a topic that we're talking about, where anybody could react like that, that would be my first response.
Is this a because you have three different target areas. You have the shadow side.
Yes, I go on to that.
The inflated ego and the unfinished past. Does it fall in any of those categories, or does it fall in all of them?
Well, I can't comment on the woman herself who said this, but I can talk about the three ways that we look into the origin of our trigger. And it's an acronym, S-E-E. We try to see what's going on.
Right.
So the S is for shadow, the E is for ego, and the other E is for early life. And I'll explain each of these three. Shadow is a term used by Carl Jung to describe the hidden, disavowed, repressed, negative features of our personality that we don't want to admit we have, but instead we will react to others who show these same qualities by anger or even aggression. And we are basically turning against someone who is actually showing us what's in ourselves.
Right.
And that's called the negative shadow. He also talks about a positive shadow, and of course there could be positive triggers, although our topic are the negative ones. And the positive shadow refers to the hidden gifts and talents that we've never really acknowledged in ourselves and never really activated. And when we see somebody who has these talents that are actually in us, we strongly admire them. So that's a projection of onto someone else of what's wonderful about ourselves. The E refers to ego. How dare somebody criticize me, or how dare somebody call me out on something? How dare somebody show that he's better than I am? You know, what's called a big ego that can't abide anybody being right except himself. And sometimes that explains where a trigger comes from. And third is early life, which we've already talked about, that sometimes what happens, what triggers us, is something that reminds us of what happened in our childhood and that we haven't ever, shall we say, fully processed and resolved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Simple example. Let's say you're triggered whenever you're triggered into a fear reaction whenever you notice that you have displeased a man or a woman.
Mm-hmm.
It could be that in childhood, when you displeased your father or mother, or if you had two fathers or two mothers, that if you displeased one of them, you were punished. So now when you're triggered by displeasing somebody of the same sex, you actually fear that punishment is coming, even though it really isn't.
Right.
Yeah.
So that would be an example how, you know, you're still in reaction to early life.
Right.
It's as if you haven't really left home.
Yeah.
Right.
And you don't progress and discover who you are. You know, that's the, we talk about living in a false reality of others all of the time. And that's what you're talking about, because if you are triggered by those things, then you have that unfinished business because you're not being you, you're being them, essentially, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the nature of projection.
Yeah.
So you also write about in your book something called inner demons. What is that?
An inner demon is a nagging, unfinishable, feels like it's unfinishable, painful memory or experience, mm-hmm. or particular trait in you that you really can't stand, and nobody else can either, and it kind of messes up your choices in life,
mm-hmm.
because you just never resolved it, and it seems like it's unresolvable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So for
and yet it isn't. It is resolvable, correct?
Ultimately, it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's put it this way. Ultimately, hypothetically, everything is resolvable eventually.
Mm-hmm.
But not every person is capable of resolving everything.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
some things are so outrageously abusive that they just don't get to the point of being resolved, and they're in you like shrapnel.
Mm.
And as long as they don't bother you, it's okay not to resolve them.
Mm.
Yeah. It sounds like a discussion of fate that a lot of people, you know, feel that there's that intractable thing that's holding them in a place.
But wouldn't that be a place where self-forgiveness, if you can get to that place, would be appropriate?
That would really help, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if we could. For instance, let's say an inner demon is some terrible thing that you did about which you feel deeply ashamed,
mm-hmm.
and you really are guilty, and you've never admitted it. You've kind of gotten away with something that has hurt other people or has been terribly unjust, and it kind of lives inside you,
mm-hmm.
and you feel regret about it.
Right.
And at the same time, you're not going to do anything to clear it up.
Right. So it's almost isn't it almost like a form of punishment, self-punishment?
Yeah.
That's what it feels like to me, like you punish yourself over and over by hanging on to this. Well, I'll let you answer that when we come back. We're going to take a quick break. We're here with Dr. David Rico. The book is Triggers, How We Can Stop Reacting and Start Healing. You're listening to Conscious Talk Radio that makes a difference. We'll be right back.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract, By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. Just because it's simple doesn't mean it's insignificant. It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what PowerPH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then you'll be amazed on how PowerPH relieves soreness the next day, so you'll feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. PowerPH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If PowerPH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA, BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference PowerPH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
Did you know by age 35, most people start to notice the effects of declining hormone levels? Symptoms include lack of energy, less focus, decreased sex drive, weight gain, and poor quality sleep. Twist 25 DHEA cream helps men and women 35 and up to maintain vitality, youthful vigor, enhanced mood and focus, and a better night's sleep. As a base building block for hormones, DHEA gives the body a key foundation it uses to make hormones. Visit twist25.com to learn more or call 888-489-4782. 25.
Alternative Talk 1150, local talk for the body, mind, and soul.
You're listening to an encore presentation of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
And welcome back, folks. Hey, thanks for tuning in today and joining us here on Conscious Talk Radio. I'd like to remind you of our website, conscioustalk.net. We do have a Facebook page. We'd love for you to friend us and come on board and chat if you want, if you have anything going on or you're watching for the things that we put up there, which are usually very conscious things, things that you can take action on in your life. And then also, just remember, we have an events page, and there's usually a lot of events unfolding in the Pacific Northwest, so you may want to take a peek at that. I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears, and we're here with Dr. David Rico. We're talking about triggers. You know, we all have them. But we need to know how we can stop reacting and healed from them. And healing meaning, you know, from our point of view, coming back to who you really are and then acting from that authentic self. We'll find out how he feels about that. Doctor, we were talking about how we tend to, if we hang on to something, for instance, from our past, some unfinished business or something that we feel extremely guilty about and we never revealed, but we hold on to it and punish ourselves.
Is that a form of self-punishment?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the most primitive part of us believes that all offenses, crimes, sins will be eventually met with punishment, mm-hmm. and rightly so. So if we keep something secret, we're not going to be punished by the outside world. But since we believe that punishment is necessary, we will instead punish ourselves. However, in the course of human history, wonderful teachers have come along, such as Buddha, Christ, Dalai Lama, Martin Luther King, Mother Teresa, and various other saints and sages. And they have told us that there's an alternative to the connection between offense and punishment. And the alternative is offense and restoration. So instead of retribution, mm-hmm. instead of being hurt and punished and tortured for what you did, mm-hmm. you could make amends and be reconnected to the people that you hurt and be reconnected to your whole community. Bishop mm-hmm. Tutu did this kind of work, and there's an example of what I'm referring to. So it's a restorative justice instead of a punitive justice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so,
yeah, it's like they talk about that as a karmic relationship, too. I mean, you can look at it different ways. In our culture, we always seem to think of it as punishment. But it really gives you the opportunity to restore.
And when you really look at it, the punishment seems to, Dr. Rico, drive the shame and guilt even deeper. Punishing
Absolutely.
Someone doesn't...
The punishment doesn't help at all.
Yeah, it doesn't do a doggone thing, and yet we live in a culture and a society that believes so much in punishment, and we continue to do that to each other and ourselves all the time, which I find really an insane saying in this culture, to do something that makes it worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. So you also talk about something in your book called transference. What is that?
Okay. My main book on transference is called When the Past is Present. And the title describes what transference is. You're reacting in the present to something that really belongs to the past.
Yes.
And transference refers to carrying over, I mean, it's a term from Freud, and it means carrying over from childhood the feelings and needs that were actually supposed to be taken care of in your relationship to your parents and applying them instead to your partner now or your friends or your boss. In other words, you see your father or mother's face on an adult in your life now. That's
right. Well, hold that. Okay, hold that thought. We're just going to jump off to a quick break. Folks, we'll be right back.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
You're listening to Conscious Talk, where meditation is our medication. Today, more than ever, new technology is being created to help humankind. But few address subtle energy, which is the energy of life, we refer to as consciousness. A new company, Focus Life Force Energy Innovations, has created this technology and made it affordable to all of us. What makes this technology different is it can focus subtle life force energy on a property and everything within it. It can also be attached to a mobile object, such as a cell phone, so the energy goes with you. The benefit of this energy includes better sleep, an enhanced feeling of well-being, boosts natural healing ability, more joy, mitigation of electromagnetic energy, and much, much more.
Oh, and hey, don't forget to apply for a 15-day free trial with no strings attached. Go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on the Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage and drop down to Focused Life Force Energy. Experience the difference Focused Life Force Energy gives you.
Alternative Talk 1150, talk radio for the body, mind, and soul.
You're listening to an encore presentation of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
And welcome back. Yes, you are still tuned in to Conscious Talk, and we always remind you ConsciousTalk.net is the website, and every guest will have a guest page. So we know this is morning drive here in the Northwest, and you can't always write things down or remember them, but remember this. ConsciousTalk.net, because you can just put in the name or the date of the show, the name of the guest or the date of the show. It'll take you to their guest page, and you can find out the information you need and hit the play button to hear the show as many times as you want for free, or go to podcast1.com/conscious-talk for the podcast, which will be up at midnight of the day of the show. Well, we're here with Dr. David Rico. We're talking about his book, Triggers, How We Can Stop Reacting and Start Healing. Dr. Rico, I think we got that, we get what the challenge is here, or as we like to say, we got the project to work on. So now let's start moving forward with those tools. How do we start motioning toward the healing?
Let's use the example of the three ways of understanding the origin of a trigger, and it spells the word C, S-E-E, shadow, ego, early life. Mm-hmm. So if what has triggered you is something that's in yourself, but you see it in someone else and don't see it in yourself, that's called a shadow. The way to work on that is to acknowledge that in some way you are actually doing the same thing that the two others, that the triggerer is doing to you. Let's use a simple example. Mm-hmm. Let's say you can't stand it when and you get really triggered into competitiveness when someone tries to control you. Now, if you didn't have a controlling nature yourself. Excuse me. When you saw that someone was trying to control you, you would just take it as information or laugh. But if you get all upset by it and become competitive, then it must be in you somewhere. Mm-hmm. So you want to look for little ways in which you're competitive. in which you're controlling or manipulative, and then work on that in yourself. Mm-hmm. Secondly, if it's the ego, you would want to ask yourself basically these kind of questions. Am I believing that I'm entitled to special treatment? Am I believing that I'm superior to other people? Do I come from a place of arrogance? Am I believing that everybody should kowtow to me because I'm so important? And then, of course, the work is very spiritual. It's to ask Holy Spirit for the gift of humility, mm-hmm. which no person with a big ego would ever want to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Obviously, the could only do this if you had either a conversion, mm-hmm. a religious conversion, so that mm-hmm. you moved in the direction of being more like Christ or Buddha, or you got your comeuppance from somebody. You know, like the way Bugs Bunny gives a comeuppance to Elmer Fudd.
Right.
And you realize, that, hey, I'm not all I'm cracked up to be. Mm-hmm. And I want to be more realistic about myself. That, too, is a form of conversion. Mm-hmm. And then finally, the third one, you would look at your early life and say, well, I need to do some therapy on what happened to me and back then. And the fact that it's still affecting me is the clue that there's something unresolved that I need to address, call by name, process by going through the feelings that are associated with it, and finally resolve and let go without blaming my parents. Mm-hmm. If you're still blaming your parents, then it's not resolved.
Right. Yeah. When you still have that.
It's only resolved when you let go of any blame, ill will, or need to retaliate against them.
Right. Yeah. And that's where forgiveness could come in, right?
That's the forgiveness. In fact,
yes.
That's the definition of forgiveness.
Yes. Absolutely.
Let go of ill will, blame, and the need to retaliate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, as you've been laying this out for us, I think everybody gets how this is a constant thing in our lives. There's level after level after level. And each time that you work on this, you know, you just feel a little lighter because you're actually, you end up, and this may sound negative, but it's the positive. You end up stuck with yourself after you get rid of all of this. So, the point.
Willing to meet yourself finally.
Yeah.
Yes.
Really
yeah. To meet your true self.
Yeah, it is.
Absolutely.
It is. And that's one of the things that a lot of people seem to fear, apparently.
Yeah.
But you also can. To some extent, once you learn about how this works and you learn how these reactions, you know, are baked into the cake, it's part of our mm-hmm. learning process. It's part of why we're here. That really lets you off the hook. That leads to that forgiveness part. I think that's something that helps people a lot.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yes, that acceptance of what is, which seems to be a stumbling block for most of us, accepting what is without, you know, having to have an opinion or a judgment or a criticism or whatever, but that seems to be part of it. So overall, when we are in this triggered nature, really, we're not going to have any peace, Dr. Rico, until we start to address the wounding and the transference and all the things that you talk about, correct?
Yeah. To address what's behind the triggering.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And look, here's something, you know, we have recently, over the last few decades, been talking about neuroplasticity. Mm-hmm. When
yes,
you change, you know, you're not stuck with this as a, you're not stuck with that old self. Yeah.
Yeah, because what a trigger does is it shuts off your prefrontal cortex where you can make clear decisions and see things clearly. Instead, mm-hmm. you're coming from that amygdala, which just has a very limited vocabulary, mm-hmm. like strike mm-hmm. out, run away, fall apart. Those are the kind of messages you get, mm-hmm. or freeze.
Yes. So this is like...
mind is not online.
Yeah.
This is like encapsulating, if you will, and correct me if I'm not on target with this, but this is like encapsulating what we would call victimhood, correct? People
yeah.
walk
right.
around pretending,
yeah, we
really...
we don't have to be victims of our triggers anymore.
Right.
We can learn from them.
Right.
We can see them as teaching moments. And we can go into a mindful pause, P-A-U-S-E, mm-hmm. instead of being destabilized by them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and then the reaffirming thing for all of this, or perhaps one of the end results is, as you say, kindness.
Yeah, mm-hmm. loving kindness, maybe.
Yeah.
Loving kindness is a Buddhist practice in which
right.
you finally show love to yourself and others, and all beings equally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that, folks, to me, is real peace.
Yeah,
that's
and that's
peace...
a wonderful spiritual goal.
Yes. I mean, that's what peace is all about, is letting yourself off the hook, healing the wounds that you have, that you're traveling around with, forgiving yourself and others, and stop seeing yourself as a victim and start seeing yourself as you truly are. And this is a book that really has so much great information in it. I mean, I could have written 3 pages, 4 pages of notes from this book. And I just want to tell you, I really appreciate you writing this book and getting it out there, Dr. Rico, because anyone that reads it is going to be very helped by it.
Yeah, people are always looking for roadmaps, and
yep.
so you can pick up triggers, how we can stop reacting and start healing by Dr. David Rico. His website, if you want to find out more about his work, is Dave Rico, RICHO.com.
And remember, you can always purchase the book off of our website. Click on the book title. It'll take you right to Amazon.com. Dr. Rico, thank you so very much for being our guest today. And folks, thank you. As always, have a beautiful day. And we'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
The pursuit of a healthy immune system is so important for our long-term health. And being healthy for the long term is everyone's goal, right? So which immune health supplement is recommended for those who also have cardiovascular concerns? Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Aged Garlic Extract, regarded as one of the leading natural heart health supplements, has been clinically proven to help reduce high blood pressure and inflammation. Experts believe this alleviates demands on the body's energy stores, freeing it up to fight invaders. The result? A more responsive immune system. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract begins with 100% organically grown garlic and is the most scientifically researched, highest quality, and best-selling odorless garlic extract supplement. And for extra support, get Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract Immune Formula 103. Try Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract for a healthy heart and a healthy immune system. Discover more at kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com.
This is Conscious Talk, where 0 point is the point of it all.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
You've just heard an encore presentation of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Don't forget, though, you can hear Conscious Talk live every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. Thanks for listening.